الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Welcome to the Islamic Faith and Focus class. I'm your host, Imam Dr. Hassan A. Amin. This program or this Islamic studies class is designed to present what the Islamic faith is and what it is not. I'm not here to debate with anyone about my chosen faith, no more than I will go back and forth with you regarding any faith that you practice. I am unapologetic when it comes to your authentic rites and rituals of the faith of Islam. Please call your friends and let them know that the Islamic Studies class is about to begin. Also, do not forget to have your Quran near you, along with paper, pencil, pen, or some way of taking notes. By the way, those of you who have been attending this weekly Islamic Studies class, welcome back to class. Those of you who are new listeners or new students, welcome to our weekly Islamic Studies class. And I also want to suggest that perhaps you start a meetup circle or meetup group where you and some of your friends, or you invite your friends over, listen to my class or to our class, and then have a discussion afterwards. It could be maybe a 15, 20-minute discussion. Any questions that you all may have that amongst you can't answer the question. And then you all go together or you go by yourself and seek the answer from the local Muslim place of worship, which is Masjid, M-A-S-J-I-D, any imam or a learned scholar there should be able to answer your questions that you have regarding any topic that we discuss in class, or to give you more information about a topic we discuss in class. So that's my suggestions to my students. It is not homework. It's just something I advise you to do, to gather your friends, listen to the class, and then discuss it afterwards. And then any additional questions, you all can always go to a local Muslim scholar and ask him about that particular question that you may have. You also have some very learned women scholars that you can go to and ask a question that you may have pertaining to some of the things that we talked about, particularly this particular class that we talked about. Okay, so that's my suggestion to you. Today's topic will be the purpose of hell and paradise. And we talked about it before about hell, hellfire, nar, or we talked about the paradise and different things that take place in paradise, the beautiful things that happen in paradise, and of course in hellfire, the different difficult things that happen in the hell. And so we're going to talk a little bit about the purpose of these two places. I'm not asking you or begging you to believe in these places. I'm just saying, telling you what Islam and the members of our faith, or my faith, believe in. And we believe in heaven, the existence of heaven, and the existence of hell. So let's get into its purpose, or their purpose. And let's summarize this, is that, or the summary of this, is that this hadith explains that hell and paradise both have a purpose in the eyes of Allah, and that each will be full with those who are deserving. So let's get into it. Then we get into a quick lesson and a little explanation about these places and their purpose. So the Prophet Muhammad, may peace be upon him, he said, quoted as saying by Abu Huraira, there was dispute between the heaven or the paradise and, I'm sorry, the hell and paradise. And it, meaning hell, said, the haughty and the proud would find abode in me. And paradise said, the meek and the humble will find their abode in me. Thereupon Allah, the exalted and glorious, addressed the hell, said, and he said, you are my means of my punishment by which I punish those of my servants whom I wish. And addressing paradise, he said, you are only my mercy by means of which I shall show mercy to those whom I wish. But each one of you will be full. So let's get into that a little bit. The quick lesson is that we're talking about striving for righteousness. And the people who are in hellfire, they're not striving for righteousness. People of paradise are striving for righteousness and trying to get the everlasting life in paradise. And the people, of course, striving for the opposite, not striving for righteousness, they're going to get the ever, forever and ever life of the hell or the hellfire. So let's explain this a little bit. This hadith explains the purpose of both hell and paradise in the eyes of Allah. It is said that hell will be filled with those who are haughty and proud, while paradise will be filled with those who are meek and humble. This means that it is important to be humble in order to gain access to paradise, while arrogance can lead one to hell. Furthermore, this hadith also teaches us about the power of Allah. He has control over both heaven and hell, deciding which people go where based on their actions. Therefore, it is important for us to strive for righteousness so we can gain access to paradise when our time comes. So my respected students, this goes to the Muslim students and non-Muslim students, is that we should strive for paradise and all the wonderful things I talk about in paradise. I didn't cover everything. I only cover some things that are found in paradise, and we should strive for that. And this is a place where we will never leave once we get in. And of course, on the hell side, or the hellfire side, where all the awful things happen, and we are striving now, many of us, for to be in the hellfire forever and receive a punishment in the pits of the hellfire. And just remember, in one of my talks or one of our classes, I talked about a sitrat, and a sitrat is a bridge that goes over the pits of hell and into paradise. If one makes it over the bridge, they make it into paradise. They get cleaned up with some water on the outside of them and some blessed water on the inside and into paradise. But those who are the evil ones and the ones who are doing wrong, they will cross that bridge, as-sirat, and they fall into the pit of the hell, where they have burning day in and day out. The only thing that's going to quench their thirst or their hunger is the pus coming from the bodies of individuals. It is not tasty at all, and it rots and burns on the inside. And so he wanted to stay away from that. And going across the pit of the hellfire, the bridge, and falling into the hellfire, those who are wrong, those who cannot see, they will not have any nor any light across this bridge that is as thin as hair and as sharp as a razor or as sharp as a sword. And so, which one you want to end up? You're going to one or the other. You're either going into the hellfire or you're going to the paradise. That is your choice, and that is up to you. And now you know the purpose of those two places. You know the purpose of the hell or hellfire, and you know the purpose also of paradise. You have a choice now to make. Not tomorrow, because it may not be no tomorrow for you or for me. So you have that choice. You make that decision right now for where you want your soul to be. Do you want it to burn in the hell, or do you want it to receive the bliss of the paradise, where the only ones there are the meek and the humble? And the ones who are not meek and humble, and ones who are arrogant, they will be the one in the hellfire. And the meek and the humble will be the ones that are where? That are in the paradise. You make the choice. So, my beautiful students, you have been listening to the Islamic Faith in Focus class. I have been your instructor, your imam, Dr. Hassan A. Amin. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu.